Thank you, Sue. We now have a real mixed bag of news, including the announcement of a home prostate cancer test and a wheelie bin black market.
Yes, researchers in Norwich hope a test for prostate cancer, which can be conducted at home, could revolutionise diagnosis and treatment of the disease. The test, pioneered by the University of East Anglia and Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, involves collecting a urine sample and can measure the aggressiveness of prostate cancer, as well as predicting much earlier than standard methods whether patients will require treatment. The scientists' most recent study found the prostate urine risk test could be performed on samples collected at home, removing the need for men to visit a clinic to provide a sample or to undergo an uncomfortable rectal examination. A trial of the at-home collection kits involving 14 men also found that the urine samples provided much clearer biomarkers for prostate cancer than samples collected from rectal examinations. Lead researcher Dr. Jeremy Clark from the UEA's Norwich Medical School said, "Prostate cancer is the most common cancer in men in the UK. It usually develops slowly, and the majority of cancers will not require treatment in a man's lifetime. However, doctors struggle to predict which tumours will become aggressive, making it hard to decide on treatment for many men." And he added, being able to simply provide a urine sample at home and post a sample off for analysis could really revolutionise diagnosis. The research team say their findings could also help pioneer the development of home collection tests for bladder or kidney cancer.
An appeal to build a new hospice for people in Norfolk and Waveney has reached the £5 million mark. Hundreds of people were told at a special Norwich Cathedral service. Priscilla Bacon Hospice wants to raise £12.5 million to build a state-of-the-art centre for palliative and end-of-life care next to the Norwich and Norfolk Hospital. On Monday, the 2nd of December, around 700 people attended a special service to celebrate the 40th anniversary of the Priscilla Bacon Lodge. Robert Carter, chair of the charity trustees, said, 40 years ago, the people of Norfolk came together to raise the funds to build Priscilla Bacon Lodge. Now it is our turn to do the same for Priscilla Bacon Hospice. A tremendous response from the people of Norfolk and Waveney has resulted in £5 million in cash and pledges, but there is still a long way to go. The new hospice will offer 24 inpatient beds alongside improved daycare and outpatient facilities. This newspaper is backing the campaign.
More than 3,500 wheelie bins were stolen in Norfolk in the last 3 years, with some families resorting to social media to avoid replacement charges. A waste management agency has said it follows a national trend of bins being stolen and then sold online for less than the amount that's charged by councils for replacement bins. Figures from a Freedom of Information request show that 1,123 bins were stolen between January and October this year. Another 1,524 were swiped in 2018, and they cost between £20 and £40 to replace. Since introducing charges in the last 10 years, the region's councils have received nearly £634,500 in fees for new and replacement bins. Very few of the thefts are reported to the police, and charges for replacement bins have prompted some people to take to social media to bypass council fees. Mark Hall, director of businesswaste.co.uk, said there was a UK-wide black market for domestic bins. He said, "Metal bins are scrapped for cash, and you also get people burning plastic bins to get high. There are reports of kids taking bins from empty houses while people are on holiday to make quick cash." Norwich City Council has received £187,700 since introducing a £40 charge for new and replacement bins in July 2016, which includes bins bought by developers for new build housing. While Breckland Council does not charge for replacement bins, North Norfolk, South Norfolk, West Norfolk and Broadland Councils charge to replace those that are damaged by the resident.
The hunt is on for someone to take over a village post office after the current postmaster announced he intends to step down. Heather said post office on Great Melton Road is currently run by Kevin Salmon, but Post Office UK, which owns the service, said he was looking to step down. A spokesman for the company said the postmaster for Heatherset has expressed an interest to leave the post office network, subject to us finding a suitable replacement postmaster for the current business or for a nearby retailer to take on the branch. Mr. Salmon took to social media to reassure customers the branch would remain open into the new year. Writing on Facebook, he said, "I'm open as usual this Christmas at the post office. I have extra help in to deal with the Christmas rush. Please be patient. We are working as hard as we can to give the best service we can and wish you all a lovely Christmas."
Dozens of young people gathered in Norwich to take part in a Youth Strike for Climate rally. More than 100 young people and school children, armed with placards, banners and signs, gathered on the steps of City Hall to hear speeches before setting off on a march through the city centre. The aim of the protest was to draw attention to the global climate crisis and was in part inspired by the actions and speeches of the Swedish activist Greta Thunberg. Following a banner saying "Cut CO2 now" and chanting as they marched, the young protesters were also joined by members of Extinction Rebellion. The event is the fifth of its type to take place in Norwich and just one of many taking place across the UK.
We have now come to the end of this week's edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you have enjoyed it. You are receiving this recording as you have provided Chatterbox with your contact details. Chatterbox will never provide your data to any other organization, and we promise to keep your details secure. You can ask to change or delete your data at any time by emailing contact@cbtn.org.uk or by calling 01603 765 365. Please return your recording to us by putting it back in the wallet, turning over the address label and popping it in the postbox. All postage is paid. No stamp is needed. All news items were taken from the Norwich Evening News, courtesy of Archant, but Chatterbox takes full responsibility for the contents of this recording.
We're always pleased to hear from you, our listeners. You can call us on 01603 765 365 and leave a message on the answer phone. And you can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. But now, our thanks go to all the team behind the scenes at Chatterbox. Your readers on part one were Trevor Wood and Sophie Yeomans. Our recordist this week was Peter Murch, and the editor was Carol McStravick. Chatterbox will be back next week, but for now, from me, John Francis,
and Marianne Penn,
it's goodbye.